Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear brothers and sisters. What's going on? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. In this video, we're going to be talking about the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for you and I, and how his love was far greater than the love that his ummah has for him.
ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Believing in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the second part of the shahada. Following his guidance, loving him is from the principles of our faith. And how can we not love the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he was sent as a mercy? He was sent to guide us. He was sent to show us the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path to heaven. And loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from the signs of true faith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that none of you truly believes. They don't reach the pinnacle of faith until they love me more than their children, their parents, and everyone else. And how can we not love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he wanted to meet us? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to meet you and I. One day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that how I wish I could meet my brothers. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum said that, are we not your brothers? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, antum ashabi, that you are my companions. My brothers are those individuals who will come after me. They believe in me, yet they never saw me. My dear brothers and sisters, is he not talking about you and I? Is he not talking about us? Are we not the ones who came after him? We never saw him, but we believe in him. We believe that he is the messenger of Allah, that he is the final prophet. And how can we not love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shed tears for us? One day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting the ayah regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Rabbi innahunna adlanna kathiran minan nas, faman tabi'ani fa innahu minni, wa man 'asani fa innaka ghafurur rahim.
Ibrahim alayhi salam said that these idols are misguiding many people, and whoever follows me is from me, and whoever disobeys me, then you are the ever forgiving, the ever merciful. And then he recited the verse of Isa alayhi salam.
In tu'adhibuhum fa innahum ibaduk, wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim.
If you were to punish them, then they are your slaves. And if you forgive them, then you are the mighty, the wise. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he raised his hands and he started saying, Allahumma ummati, O Allah, my nation, and he started crying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salam to go and ask Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam what's making him cry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows the reason. So Jibreel alayhi salam comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asks him, what is making you cry? And Allah knows the reason already. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, my ummah, my nation. So Jibreel alayhi salam goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tells Jibreel alayhi salam to go and tell Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that for sure we will please you in regards to your ummah, and we will not cause you any irritation regarding them. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he cried for us. Have we ever shed tears for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Have we ever missed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam so much that we yearn to meet him, that we wish that we could see him? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concerned about his nation. He was concerned about you and I. Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make dua for her. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Allah, forgive the sins of Aisha. the one that she has done and the one that she will do later, her secret sins and her open sins. And Aisha radiallahu anha got so happy, she was ecstatic, that she started laughing. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked her, that does my dua please you? She said, how can it not please me when you're the one who made dua for me? She knows it 100% accepted. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that I make this exact dua for my ummah every single salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made this dua every single salah for you and I. How many times do we send our salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When we hear his name, do we say sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not just mean lip service, saying I love Rasulullah, but it means following in his footsteps. And it's not gonna come overnight that we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than everything. And Umar radiallahu anhu was truthful. One day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was walking with him, and Umar told him that, O Messenger of Allah, I love you more than everything except myself. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, Ya Umar, not until I am more beloved to you than everything else. So Umar thought about it, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, you are more beloved to me than everything else. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-an Ya Umar, that now Umar, you have reached the pinnacle of faith. And loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam can get us to incredible levels, can get us to levels that our deeds alone cannot get us to. Anas radiallahu anhu said that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked him that when is the hour, that when is Yawm al-Qiyamah? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that what have you prepared for it? He said, not much, except that I love Allah and His Messenger. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that you will be with those whom you love. And Anas said, we were never so happy and overjoyed as we were on that day when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a person will be with the one that they love. And Anas said that I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I love Abu Bakr. I love Umar. And I would love to be with them even though I didn't do the things that they did. And Anas in his own right is a legend. And he did a lot of things. But we see that if we truly love the Messenger and the righteous companions, we will inshaAllah ta'ala be with them on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And today's exercise is that we should take out time, at least once a week, at the bare minimum, to read about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to read the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that we can learn about him. And we can see how amazing he was. And that will develop our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A good book to read about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is The Sealed Nectar. And a good book to start off with reading about ahadith, about the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Riyad al-Salihin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with true love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and bless us to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba in Jannah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim.